give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today, and we're well into the fall season here, and the crisper weather and the cool nights are upon us, and we know that winter is a-coming. It's already come to some places up in the upper Midwest, and they've already been through the snowstorms and everything, and I hope we can hold that off for a while down here. But we're looking forward here to finishing up this last week of October, and of course Sunday will be the last Sunday of October, and then we'll turn the calendar over to November, and we'll be ready for the last 2 months of 2022. We look forward to finishing the year strong and finishing well, and doing our best for the Lord. Hey, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Joshua chapter 13. Just a verse of scripture I want to share with you today, and a truth that's mentioned in this particular verse. It's Joshua 13 and verse 1, where the Bible says, "Now Joshua was old and stricken in years. And the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed." Joshua has been dividing out the land. They've conquered the promised land now, and they've gotten through Jericho and Ai and Gaza and all of Goshen, and the Lord told him, now you're old, and yet there remaineth much land to be possessed. In other words, Joshua, you have possessed some of what I intended for you to have, but not all of what I've intended you to have. Isn't that true of most of us? There is still much land to be possessed. Not, I don't know anyone of us that has possessed all that God would want them to have. I think if you died today and you went to heaven and you saw God's plan book for your life and compared to what you actually got done book, I think we would say, well, there was still much land to be possessed in my life. And I would submit to you today, my friend, in my life and in your life, we should say there's still much land to be possessed. Well, Pastor, I've been saved for 30 years, but there's still much land to be possessed. Well, Pastor, I've been going to church now for over 20 years. There's still much land to be possessed. Can I say there's much land to be possessed still in the knowledge of Christ? The Bible says we're to be growing in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Paul wrote in Philippians 3:10 that I may know him. Oh, my friend, if Paul would have to write that I still want to know Christ and be on an intimate relationship with Christ, I guess you and I would have room for improvement there as well. How do you talk to God? Is it local or is it long distance? You know, there's always three levels to any relationship. Number one, there's introduction. You're just meeting one another. Then there's the learning level, where you're observing and you're learning about each other. And then comes the intimacy level, where you become very personal and very intimate with one another. When Jonathan Edwards was preparing to preach, he didn't come out of the room to come to the pulpit. And the choir sang, and he still didn't come. And they sang another song, and he still didn't come. So they sent someone back to get him, and he said, not ready yet. And so they sang some more. The crowd grew, and the word spread in the community, and others began to come. For 3 hours, they sang and waited and sang and waited until finally Jonathan Edwards came out and mounted the pulpit and preached that sermon called Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. And multitudes came to know Christ as their Savior. Folks gripping the pillars in the church, thinking they were dropping into hell. Oh, my friend, how well do you know him? No. I didn't ask if you know about him. How well do you know him? It's a lifelong pursuit. You're never going to know him completely, but you can know him better. Ephesians tells me I should be increasing in the knowledge of Christ. Oh, he's unsearchable. And he's unfathomable. And you'll never get to know all about him, because he's God. But we ought to be increasing in the knowledge of Christ. There's still much land to be possessed in the knowledge of Christ. There's still much land to be possessed in the Bible. The Bible says in John, in Psalm 1, that blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You know, there's books in the Bible that many Christians have no idea what they're about, not even that it's there. They have no idea. Maybe they get to heaven and see Hosea and say, "What, you had a book in the Bible?" Do you know, if someone asks about the flood, or Noah, or Abraham, would you know where to go in Genesis to find that? Would you know that from Genesis 26 to 36 is all about Jacob? Would you know that Joseph takes up from chapters 37 to 50? Would you know that Exodus 12 is the Passover lamb? Would you know that Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5 are where you find the Ten Commandments? When Joshua is crossing Jordan, do you know where to find that? What about Jericho and Achan's sin, Joshua chapter 6? What about Judges, where you read about Gideon or Samson? And 1 Samuel, or about the prophet Jonah? Or Israel asking for a king? Or Saul, their choice? What about David and Goliath? Where would you read about that? 1 Samuel 17. You know, you go on and on and on through the scriptures. What about 2 Samuel when they make David king? What about 1 Kings where Elijah comes on the scene? What about Mount Carmel where he challenged the prophets of Baal, chapter 18? In 2 Kings where chapter 2 where Elijah is taken up in a whirlwind to heaven and Elisha sees it? What about the dedication of the temple in Chronicles? What about when Ezra rebuilds the temple or Nehemiah rebuilds the wall? If I ask you about the Gospels, how Matthew shows Christ as the King of the Jews, and Mark shows him as a servant, and Luke as the Son of Man, and John as the Son of God. That's why Matthew's genealogy as a king goes back to David and goes back, shows the royal line. And in Luke, it's the Son of Man, so it goes back to Adam, the genealogy. In John, he's the Son of God, so he just starts it out with, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So what about Mark? Well, there's no genealogy in Mark. Why? Because a servant doesn't matter. If I said, where we read about the resurrection of Christ, would you know to go to Matthew 28 or Mark 16 or Luke 24 or John 20? Acts 1, he ascended back to heaven. Acts 2 is Pentecost. See, there's much land to be possessed in the land of the Bible, is there not? There's much land to be possessed in the knowledge of Christ. There's much land to be possessed in the knowledge of the Bible. Is there much land to be possessed in the land of prayer? No one has ever possessed all the land of prayer. George Mueller was a great man of prayer, but he would tell you he hadn't possessed all of prayer. Dr. Rice was a man of prayer. He used to say all of our failures are prayer failures. Pray, being alone with God, talking with God until you know he's there and you know he's heard. Psalm 86:10, open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. The effectual, James, effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, men ought always to pray and not to faint, said Jesus. If you possessed all the land there is to possess when it comes to prayer, what about service for God? Have you won all the souls to Christ that you could win? Have you taught a Sunday school class? Have you ever helped a bus route to get going or to grow? There's routes to build, there's classes to teach, there's buildings to be built. Don't go so far into the land and then sit down. No, serve the Lord. There's still much land to be possessed in service for God. And what about surrender? D.L. Moody was challenged by the words that the world has yet to see what one man, what God can do with one man completely yielded to him. And D.L. Moody said, by God's grace, I'll be that man. You always yielded to God? Can you, like Jesus, say, I always do those things that please him? Boy, I want to. I want to. And it's a matter of surrender. It's a matter of surrendering to God. Are you always available to God? Have you yielded your members as instruments of righteousness unto God, as Romans 6 tells us? Or is there still some land to be possessed in the area of surrender? I would say there's still land to be possessed in the knowledge of Christ. I would say there's still land to be possessed in the knowledge of the Bible. I would say there's still land to be possessed in the area of prayer. I would say there's still land to be possessed in the area of service. I would say there's still land to be possessed in the area of surrender. Now let me give you three thoughts and we'll be done today. Number one, realize the possession. You only possess it if you know about it. Well, now you know about it. If you realize the Christian life is to be lived in the power of the Holy Spirit, the resurrection power. You are, listen, you and I as believers in Christ, we are partakers of the divine nature. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. You see, there's more to life than, well, I'm saved, that's all that matters. Well, there's more to life than I'm saved, I'm not going to hell. No, there's more to life than that. Realize the possession that God has given to each of us. Number two, let Christ possess you. Oh, you have Jesus Christ if you've trusted him as your Savior. But does he have you? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, Paul writes, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He's in control. Not just on Sundays, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Does he possess you? Do you realize you're not your own? That you've been bought with a price? Therefore, you'll give glory to God, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Does he possess you? Realize the possession. Let Christ possess you. And number three, accept the lot you are given. Joshua gave this land out by allotment. Not everyone got a mountaintop. Some people got valleys. But take what was given, and they were to possess it. Why? Because no matter it's a mountaintop or the valley, whatever it is that God has given you in your life, you know what? We are more than conquerors through him who loved us so. We have victory in Jesus Christ. I want to possess all that God has for me as a believer. I don't want to leave any of the land that God intends for me to have unpossessed. I don't want to rest satisfied. I don't want to rest contented. I don't want to sit and soak when there's still much land to be possessed. I don't know your age. I don't know your background. I don't know how long you've been saved. I don't know how long you've been in church. But I do know this. For every one of us, there's still much land to be possessed. Let's possess all that God would want us to possess in our life. And I hope we'll take that to heart today. I'm going to, and I hope you will too. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. And again, thank you for those of you who pray for us and are able to give to the ministry from time to time. We are very grateful for your prayers and for your giving. And if you want to pick up the broadcast, we're on iTunes and iHeartRadio under podcasts, Words to Encourage Bible Baptist Church. Or you can go to our website, bbcgrovecity.org, and you can listen to the broadcast there, usually a day or so afterwards, and you can always catch up if you happen to miss the over-the-air broadcast. There's a donate area on the website where you can donate, and or you can just put a check in the mail and bring it the old snail mail whale. That way, that's okay too. And we're looking forward to a wonderful day today. Looking forward to a good day tomorrow, Wednesday, and of course, that'll be church night, and we'll talk more about that when we get together and broadcast tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow I think I'm going to talk to you about four spiritual flaws. You've heard of the four spiritual laws. I'm going to talk about four spiritual flaws, okay? Tune in tomorrow, all right? And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. Or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.